You're going to hear an exciting Bible story from 2 Kings chapters 18 and 19. King Hezekiah of Judah was a man of prayer. The king of Assyria and his army invaded the land of Judah again and conquered some of its cities. Then he sent some of his officials to Jerusalem to tell the people he was coming to destroy it. His messengers shouted up to the people watching from the top of the Jerusalem wall, "The king of Assyria says, 'Don't listen to your king Hezekiah when he tells you that he is able to fight against me and that the Lord will save you from my power.'" When King Hezekiah heard what the messengers were saying, he was very sorry and went up to the temple to pray to the Lord God. The prophet Isaiah sent this message to King Hezekiah. The Lord says, "Do not be afraid of the words spoken against me by the king of Assyria, for I will send a great punishment upon him, and he shall turn and go back to his own land, and there I will cause him to die." So King Hezekiah refused to give up the city to the king of Assyria. But the king of Assyria sent a letter to Hezekiah that said, "Don't let your God fool you into believing that I can't conquer Jerusalem. The gods of other nations were not able to save them. Why do you think your God can do any better?" When Hezekiah read the letter, he was very much afraid. He took the letter to the temple and spread it open there before the Lord. Then Hezekiah prayed and said, "O Lord, you are the only real God. You made the heaven and the earth. Lord, look and see and hear the words spoken against you by the king of Assyria. Please save us from him so that all the nations of the world will know that you are not like the idols of the heathen nations, but that you are the Lord and that there is no other God besides you." The Lord listened to this prayer of Hezekiah and then told Isaiah the prophet to take this message to him. The Lord says, "I have heard your prayer and I will do as you ask. The king of Assyria shall not come here or build forts against this city or shoot an arrow into it. He will go home, for I, the Lord God, will save Jerusalem." And what Isaiah, God's prophet, said came true. What is prayer? Well, it's talking with God, you to God, and God to you. It's really precious. Take time today to talk to God. Tell him how much you love him for sending Jesus to be the Savior. Tell him how much you need him to help you each day. Then read today's Bible story in 2 Kings chapters 18 and 19.